You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 906. This is for November 2nd, 2017 is the date of this recording. And we will start Martian Gardens with music from George Crumb, a new release on Bridge Records. Bridge Records is up to the 18th volume of its complete Crumb edition. And what we'll hear is called Celestial Mechanics. This is performed by the Quattro Magni, pianos by Stephen Beck and by Susan Grace. And this is in four parts: Alpha Centauri, Beta Cygni, Gamma Draconis, and Delta Orionis. Music recorded at Packard Hall and Colorado College in Colorado Springs, August 25, 2016. A 1979 composition revised in 2012 by George Crumb. This is called Celestial Mechanics. Music from George Crumb for amplified pianos, four hands.
Thank you.
This is Martian Gardens, episode 906. My name is Max Shea. Martian Gardens is a weekly program heard on various outlets. And for complete information on Martian Gardens and the complete playlist is martiangardens.blog. And as always, the Martian Gardens podcast is hosted by Radio for All. That's radio, numeral 4, radioforall.net. We just heard music from George Crumb, his 1979 composition, Celestial Mechanics. And that's Cosmic Dances for Amplified Piano, played with four hands. And that was Susan Grace and Stephen Beck, who make up Quattro Mani on pianos. Additional piano in a couple of sections was by Bernie Brink. And that was recorded at Packard Hall, Colorado College in Colorado Springs, August 25th, 2016. And that was in four sections, Alpha Centauri, Beta Cygni, Gamma Draconis, and Delta Orionis, from the brand new Complete Crumb Edition Volume 18 on Bridge Records. Next on Martian Gardens, we'll hear music from Bela Bartok, first from a Numa Records release called The Complete Violin Duos, and then from an Ambiance Magnétique release called Kwartetsky Does Bartok. And from the selections from The Complete Violin Duos, we'll hear from Book 1 and the first six songs, Teasing Song, Circle Dance, Minuetto, Midsummer Night Song, Slavic Song, and Hungarian Song. These are all short, running to about 5 minutes. And the violinist are the late Janos Negeshi and a young Finnish violinist named Päivikki Nikter. And this violin duos were composed 1930 and 31, about the same time that Bela Bartok's Microcosmos composition was completed in the 1930s, and we'll hear Kwartetsky performing their sometimes eccentric rendition of Bela Bartok's Microcosmos. This is selections from Kwartetsky Does Bartok, and again we'll hear six sections, syncopation in Oriental style, sixth and triads, increasing diminishing in Mixolydian mode, and melody in tenths, and this is performed by the group Kwartetsky from Montreal. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Once again, after the two releases from Numa and Ambiance Magnétique, featuring music by Bartok, we'll hear Yvonne Trexler, Kaleidoscope Part 2, Conrad Winslow, music for vibraphone called Ellipsis Rules, and end again with more vibraphone music with Sasha Pellegrini performing Benjamin Borrett's A Postcard for George Quasha. Again, we start with Bela Bartok. This is selections from The Complete Violin Duos, Book 1, music from Numa Records.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 906. My name is Max. We just ended the set with music from Benjamin Boritz. That was Sasha Pellegrini performing his vibraphone piece, A Postcard for George Quasha at 70. George Quasha, the artist, friend of Benjamin Boritz. And that was from, well, let's start back at the beginning with music from Bela Bartok. We heard first selections from The Complete Violin Duos, Book 1 from The Complete Violin Duos by Béla Bartók from Numa Records, violins by Janos Nigeshi and Pevikki Nichter. That was an music composed in 1931. We heard about 5 minutes of it. The songs are listed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Once again, martiangardens.blog. Then we heard Kwartetsky, selections from Kwartetsky Does Bartók, and we heard selections from Béla Bartók's Microcosmos composition, and once again, those are listed on martiangardens.blog. That's from the CD Kwartetsky Does Bartók on Ambiance Magnétique, released in 2016, performed by the Kwartetsky Quartet. Then from Yvonne Troxler, we heard Kaleidoscope Part 2 from Brouhaha, performed by the Glass Farm Ensemble, featuring Yvonne Troxler on piano. That was from Innova Recordings, released in 2012. Another Innova release, brand new, Conrad Winslow, Ellipsis Rules, from the Perfect Nothing catalog, CD on Innova. That was a vibraphone piece by Conrad Winslow, performed by Sean Statzer of the Cadillac Moon Ensemble on solo vibraphone. And we ended with Sasha Pellegrini, once again, A Postcard for George Quasha at 70, composed by Benjamin Boritz. And that was from the CD Sasha Pellegrini Plays, music by Benjamin Boritz, Craig Peples, and Sasha Pellegrini. That's an Open Space release from 2017. And once again, that was solo vibraphone. You're listening to Martian Gardens. We will end this hour with music from a faculty of the Berklee School of Music in Boston. Dean Anderson will perform percussion on a piece by the late Matt Marvulio, who we lost back in August, unfortunately, after a long career at Berklee. We'll hear one of Matt Marvulio's best-known compositions, Simples of the Moon, for percussion, and this comes from Dean Anderson's CD Divinations, released in 1996 on Numa Records, acoustic and electronic percussion by Dean Anderson, with a processed flute by Randy Wolf, and a MIDI-controlled wind instrument performed by Matt Marvulio himself. Dean Anderson performing Matt Marvulio's Simples of the Moon on Martian Gardens.